ಅಮಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧ್ರಶ್ಯ ಗೇಣನ್ಯನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನಃಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜನೋ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ನೃಪ ಪದಾಮಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಶೋ ಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಜೂತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನುರ್ಗುಣತಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಾಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಾಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾಂ ಸಹಗನಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಂತ ರಾಧಕಂತ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧಿವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಕ್ಕ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಶಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಮುಖಂ ಕರತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತಿ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾ ತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಿಶ್ರಂ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 52. Please repeat after me. Asuri Nama Paschat Dvas Taya Yati Puranyanaha Gramakam ನಾಮ ವಿಷಯನ್ ವಿಷಯನ್ ದುರ್ಮದೇನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ. ಅಸುರಿ ನಾಮ ಪಶ್ಚದ್ದಾಸ್ ತಯಾ ಜಾತಿ ಪುರಂಜನಃ ಗ್ರಾಮಕಂ ನಾಮ ವಿಷಯಂ ಧರ್ಮದೇನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ. ಆಸುರಿ ನಾಮ ಪಶ್ಚದ್ವಾಸ್ ತಯಾ ಜಾತಿ ಪುರಂಜನಃ ಗ್ರಾಮಕಂ ನಾಮ ವಿಷಯಂ ಧರ್ಮದೇನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ. ಆಸುರಿ ನಾಮ ಪಶ್ಚದ್ವಾಸ್ ತಯಾ ಜಾತಿ ಪುರಂಜನಃ ಗ್ರಾಮಕಂ ನಾಮ ವಿಷಯಂ ದುರ್ಮದೇನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ. ಆಸುರಿ ನಾಮ ಪಶ್ಚದ್ವಾಸ್ ತಯಾ ಜಾತಿ ಪುರಂಜನಃ ಗ್ರಾಮಕಂ ನಾಮ ವಿಷಯಂ ದುರ್ಮದೇನ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ఆశ్రీ నామ పశ్చాత్తాస్ జాతి పురంజన ఆశురి ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ ఆశురి నామ కాల్డ్ పశ్చాత్ ఆన్ ద వెస్టర్న్ సైడ్ ద్వా గేట్ తయా బై విచ్ యాతి యూస్ టు గో పురంజన కింగ్ పురంజన గ్రామకం ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ గ్రామక నామ కాల్డ్ విషయం ద సిటీ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ దుర్మదేన బై దుర్మద సమన్విత అకంపెనిడ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేసెస్ భక్తివేదంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి Translation. On the western side was a great gate named Ashuri. Through that gate King Puranjana used to go to the city of Gramaka accompanied by his friend Durmada. Please repeat after me. On the western side was a gate named Ashuri. Through that gate King Puranjana used to go to the city of Gramaka accompanied by his friend Durmada. Purport. The gate on the western side of the city was known as Ashuri because it was especially meant for the Asuras. The word Asura refers to those who are interested in sense gratification, specifically in sex life, to which they are overly attracted. Thus Puranjana, the living entity, enjoys himself to his greatest satisfaction by means of the genitals. Consequently, he used to go to the place known as Gramaka. Material sense gratification is also called Gramya. And the place where sex life is indulged in to a great extent is called Gramaka. When going to Gramaka, Puranjana used to be accompanied by his friend Durmada. The word Vishaya refers to the four bodily necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. The word Durmadena may be analyzed in this way. Dur means dushta or sinful, and madha means madness. Every living entity who is in contact with material nature is called madha or mad. It is said, Pishachi paile jena matichhanna hai, mayagrasta jibera hai, se bhava udaye. When a person is hunted, he becomes practically insane. When one is in an insane condition, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. Thus, to become engaged in sense gratification, one has to accept a friend who is Durmada or badly affected by the material disease. The words Ashuri Nama Paschadva are significant in another sense. The sunrise is first visible from the eastern side, the Bay of Bengal, and gradually it progresses toward the west. It is practically experienced that people in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has certified, Paschimero Lokasava Modha Anachar. The more one goes to the western side, the more he will find people disinterested in spiritual life. He will find them behaving against the Vedic standards. Because of these, people living in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. In this Bhagavatam, it is confirmed, Asuri Namo Paschadva. In other words, the population on the western side is interested in an Asuric civilization, that is, a materialistic way of life. Lord Chaitanya consequently wanted this Krishna consciousness movement to be preached on the western side of the world so that people addicted to sense gratification might be benefited by his teachings. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupo Damodara Swaminiti Namino Namashadu Bhaktamane Manipura Udbhavaya Cha Prabhu Padala Shabbani Pracharo Niratayate. The Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless Purana, and in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to sweep away all the cheating religion, all cheating types of religion will be completely swept away by the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this story of King Puranjana, we find how Narad Muni is sweeping away, is kicking out the so-called religious principles. King Prachina Barhishat, he was too much addicted to Karma Kanda to be promoted to heavenly planet. So this is not true religion. Although apparently it looked like that King Puranjana was a religious, King Prachina Barhishat was a religious person, but actually he was addicted to pseudo religion, false religion. So through this story of Puranjana, Narad Muni is removing all these false type of religion. So what is said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Bhagavatam is meant to sweep away, to clear all this false religion. So this story of Puranjana is one of the instances how Srimad Bhagavatam is sweeping away false type of religion. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung, Prithivite jaha kichu dharma name chale Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. So in this world there are so many different varieties of religion, and people think, people believe that these are all genuine religious system. But according to the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, these are all cheating. Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale. Everything is filled up with cheating only. So King Prachina Barhishat, he wanted to be promoted to heavenly kingdom. Why? Because he wanted to get sense gratification. And the purpose was selfish, that he wanted, like, he wanted to enjoy his own life, selfish life. And the result is not only that he'll enjoy, he'll also suffer. Because in the life of sense gratification, this is not only, you know, one-sided, that I'll only enjoy. The more I enjoy, the more I suffer. So that's why it is not good. it is not good. So Srimad Bhagavatam is clarifying how this shadow religion, false religion, is not good. So in today's verse, Narad Muni, in this allegorical story of King Puranjana, here Puranjana in one side represent the soul, in another side it represent King Prachinabarhishat. So actually Narad Muni, being a pure devotee, he knew everything about the life of King Prachinabarhishat. King Prachinabarhishat, he married Shatadruti, the name of his wife, Shatadruti, who was extremely beautiful, very, very beautiful. So much so that when he was going to marry Shatadruti, when they are sitting near the fire sacrifice, the demigod of fire himself became attracted to Shatadruti. So from this incident we can understand how beautiful she was. Even the demigod of fire, who is supposed to be the witness of the marriage, he himself got attracted. So she was so extremely beautiful. And Narad Muni knew how King Prachinabarhishat passed his life. Otherwise, how he could narrate everything, even his private life, although allegorically, but he was pointing his private life. Narad Muni narrated that when the queen was smelling a flower, King Puranjana was also smelling the same flower. When queen was looking at some beautiful scenery and appreciating that scenery, the king himself also was looking the same scenery and was appreciating in the same way. So these are the symptoms of his addiction. And Narad Muni knew that King Prachinabarhishat himself was so much addicted to his wife Shatadruti. And it was quite natural because his wife was extraordinarily beautiful. So in this way, he was completely absorbed in material sense gratification. But because he was materially on a high position, Narad Muni wanted to teach him, but at the same time did not want to directly offend him. He was very careful, Narad Muni was very careful that King Prachinabarhishat doesn't get offended, because otherwise this teaching will not work. So in today's sloka, Narad Muni is giving stress that how King Prachinabarhishat, simply by enjoying sex life, he has spoiled his life. So he has, in this sloka, Narad Muni has mentioned the gate in the western side. There are two gates in the western side, genital and anal, anus. So in this verse, Narad Muni is pointing out that how King Prachinabarhishat, although he is using the name of King Puranjana, but it is actually, he is actually indicating King Prachinabarhishat. So how King Prachinabarhishat was so much engrossed and engaged in sexual enjoyment. So Narad Muni says that through the western gate, King Puranjana, he was entering into a city known as Asuri. Asuri means city meant for the demons, a city where demons can enjoy. So the soul living within our body tries to enjoy sex life. So in this way, it is actually demoniac. The more people become demoniac, the more they become interested in sex enjoyment, because they cannot understand the future consequences of so-called enjoyment. That's why Narad Muni called it Asuri, demoniac. There is a very good connection, very close connection between demoniac, atheistic mentality and sense enjoyment, especially sex enjoyment. The more people become atheistic, the more they become interested in sex life. So that's why nowadays the scholars, the scientists, they are trying to spread atheism throughout the world. I heard that recently in Discovery Channel television, there is a channel called Discovery. So documentary film has been shown in television that how the world is created, how all the planets, the sun, the moon, and all the planetary system, the universe, how it is created. So they have shown this film very recently, within 15 days, they have shown this film. One devotee was telling me that how it came from some chunk, and there was an accident, and suddenly from that accident, all these planets, the sun, the moon, everything, all the stars are created simply by accident. And they were very clearly telling that actually there is no God behind the creation. There is no God. It is created from a chunk. But they presented it in such a way, with some mathematics, some difficult word, very difficult word that ordinary people cannot pronounce, and they have shown some mathematical formulas. So the foolish people, they have good faith because they themselves are atheists and they like to enjoy their life, and this type of philosophy will help them to make them feel easy to enjoy life. They can enjoy without hesitation, because if really there is no God, then anybody can enjoy without any restriction, because there is no foundation of morality. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy that he has started this Krishna consciousness movement to defeat all this type of atheistic theories, even in the name of science. Actually, if we think little deeply, that how the scientists, they are supposed to be the most intelligent person, but the theory they are presenting, actually it is more foolish than, it is less than childish. Childish thought is more intelligent than the scientific, so-called scientific thought. But people get bewildered because when they see all these mathematical formulas and when they see all these unknown words, they think they might have really discovered, and especially they like to enjoy life, so they easily support all these type of theory. But if you seriously ask question, where from that chunk came? They say the universe is created from a chunk. Where from that chunk came? Oh, that was there. So if that was there, God was there, what is wrong? If your chunk was there, our God was there. What is the difference between your chunk and our God? There is a God is more reasonable. Srimad Bhakti Charu Swami, he has given an example that one day there was a big earthquake. There was a big earthquake. And suddenly after that earthquake, so many buildings broke down, and from the piles of bricks and cement, suddenly a beautiful dictionary came out. So the scientific theory of this so-called creation is like this. From the chunk, all these beautiful sceneries, beautiful birds, beautiful men and women, they came out from an accident. Suddenly there was an accident, and all the beautiful creation came out from that accident. If a dictionary cannot be created from an accident, how the origin of this dictionary? Who wrote this dictionary? Some scholar. So they said the dictionary cannot come out from an accident, from an earthquake. A dictionary cannot be printed. A dictionary cannot come out from an accident. But the origin of this dictionary, they are more scholarly, more intelligent, and the brain is more sophisticated. That is more complicated than dictionary itself. I was reading in a science book that in our eyes there are some millions of nerves and veins, and each nerve has a particular name, each vein has a particular name, and there are millions only in our eyes. If you analyze our whole body, in each and every part of our body, although it is material and only a machine, but still, this is so complicated machine that even only if we analyze our eyes, there are so many veins and so many nerves, and each particular nerve has a name, particular name. They are distinct, and each nerve is required, each veins are required, every particle, every part of the eyes is required. It is not unnecessary, and it is unique. So these eyes itself is so complicated, it is more complicated than dictionary. And the brain, human brain, is so complicated. Millions of dictionary cannot be compared with human brain. Millions of computer cannot be compared with human brain. If you open a computer, you will see so many wires going right to, you know, this side to that side. Thousands of wires are there. So if we say this computer is created by accident, this is completely less than childish. So if we have a common sense, we can understand that creation cannot take place accidentally. If a dictionary cannot be printed accidentally, similarly, the whole creation, so beautiful, so sophisticated, so systematic, and it is completely controlled by so many laws. So if we see, if you observe nature, seasonal changes are there, the stars and planets are moving in their orbit, the sun is rising every day in time, setting every day in time, the moon is rising and following his own orbit, there is no collision between the planets. The more we go deep into the material creation, the many scientists, those who entered into the deep, even Einstein and many other scientists, they commented, the more we analyze this material creation, we can understand that there is a brain, there is a designer behind it. So which is more reasonable? Let's say from a chunk, the chunk was there. So my dear scientist, if the chunk was there, why you are answering? Because the question is how this creation took place. And the chunk was already there. When we say God is already there, you become angry, you become hesitated. But when you say chunk is there, nobody is hesitated, they are swallowing. Oh, it is nice theory. So in this way, if they can theoretically, not practically, theoretically they want to kill God. And when there is no God, there is no guardian. And the local guardian we have, we can escape them, we can escape police, we can escape government, and there is no supreme guardian, so we can do whatever we like. There is no punishment. The mind is already attracted to sense gratification. In Bengali there is a nice proverb, Eketo nachiye buri, tahar upar dhuler bari. There is an old lady who likes to dance. Even without any mridanga, without any drum, she likes to dance. And somebody came with drum and started beating. So what will be the result? What will be the result? She will dance more. Because she naturally she likes to dance. And if somebody helps with a drum, beating a drum, then she will dance twice. She will dance more. So we naturally likes to enjoy life. In this material, we have come to this material world to enjoy life. We naturally like this, and somebody is coming and telling there is no God. So it is like beating the drum to make our dance more strong, more enthusiastic. So in this way, people become more enthusiastic to enjoy sex life, to enjoy all kinds of sense gratification. And I was watching a film that very many rich people, they are visiting a hotel, I don't know, maybe in America or somewhere, they are visiting a hotel where they are eating pakora made with spider. They are rich people, but I saw in television, really there is a hotel where they are going to eat spider, all these nasty things, Because by eating nice thing, they are not satisfied. Although they every day they have unlimited money and they are eating nice thing every day, but by eating nice thing, they are not satisfied. So they thought, let us change the test. So they go to that hotel and they pay a lot of money to eat all kinds of unknown food, you know, insects, this, that, you know, they make different preparation from insects, from spider, and they eat all these things. So this is the nature of sense gratification. The more we enjoy, the more we glide down. The more we enjoy, the more we glide down, and the result is suffering. It is not one-way journey that only enjoyment, only enjoyment, only enjoyment. The more we enjoy, the more we suffer, the more we become foolish. Krishna makes us foolish. Cars comes from God. Okay, you want to enjoy, you enjoy. I give you facility. But with knowledge, you cannot enjoy. Because knowledge and so-called enjoyment is not possible. Once you get knowledge, you cannot enjoy all these nasty things. I was reading in BTG, Back to Godhead, that there was an old lady and she was sitting in a corner of a playground where many children were playing, and she called one child and she told, do you like to eat some peanuts? Oh, yes, yes. So she gave a morsel of peanut to that child. The child was very happy and he was chewing those peanuts. And once in a week, the lady used to call that child, and the child was also very much interested to go get those peanuts. So one day the child asked, every week you are giving me peanuts, where from you get these peanuts and why don't you eat these peanuts? She told, actually I don't have teeth, old lady, I don't have teeth, so I cannot chew peanuts. Then why are you purchasing peanuts? Actually I like to eat chocolates, you know, and inside each chocolate there is a peanut. Understand? So, I eat the chocolate, but I keep the peanuts in a separate pot. So, in a week, it becomes a morsel of peanut, and that I like to give you. So, from that day, the boy started, you know, feeling, vomiting. What is this nonsense? This lady is giving me peanuts, you know, coming from chocolate, you know. It is her remnant, you know. And the old lady giving all these peanuts without even informing me that it is actually coming from chocolate. And this boy, after that day, he was never coming near that lady. And the lady understood, because I told the truth, he is not coming anymore to enjoy peanuts. So this material world is like this. Because we don't know what kind of enjoyment is this, we think it is very nice, it is very beautiful, very sweet. But actually, if we have knowledge, real knowledge, then we will, just like Jamunacharya, he told, I feel vomiting, I want to spit on material enjoyment. But because we don't have knowledge, just ignorance is bliss, ignorance is bliss. Because we don't have knowledge, we think, oh, it is very nice. But we can also understand by a practical example from nature. A pig is eating stool and he is thinking, oh, it is nectar. A vulture is eating some dead cow and it is thinking that it is nectar. So everybody is thinking it is nectar. And human being enjoying the so-called, you know, enjoyment, sex life, and they are thinking it is nectar. But the demigods, even they see, so-called sexual enjoyment here, they don't feel attracted. But they have, of course, they have also sense enjoyment, but it is in a higher level. But if you go, the more higher you go, everything becomes pain. But as long as we are completely absorbed in ignorance, like pig, like cat, like dog, we feel really it is bliss. Just like that child, he was thinking that, oh, these peanuts is really, you know, it is enjoyable. But when he got knowledge, he understood, this is no more enjoyable, this is completely dirty thing. But in the beginning, because we are already habituated, just like a pig, just like a fox, already habituated in dirty enjoyment, we are also habituated in dirty enjoyment. So it will be very difficult, if we preach to a pig that this tool is not good, what the preaching will work. It will not work. Similarly, although we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam and listening class, but still, sometimes we may feel attracted to these nasty things. Even in the name of religion, this atheism is there. This impersonalism, Shunyavad, these are all, practically speaking, atheism in different degree. Shunyavad, something is produced out of nothing. Who told this? Something is produced out of nothing. Who told this? Oh, I told. Are you nothing? Are you Mr. Nothing? If so, everything is produced from nothing and you told this, are you Mr. Nothing? No, I am not nothing. I am VIP. So you are a VIP and you are coming from nothing. If you are coming from nothing, you must be a nothing. You must be completely useless. Just like I heard, I don't know, I did not read in any place, but I heard that once somebody told Srila Prabhupada that one scientist, he got a Nobel Prize and he wrote a theory, chance theory. According to his theory, the whole universe is created by chance. And he got a Nobel Prize. And Prabhupada immediately replied, actually he got Nobel Prize by chance. So the scientist heard this and he got offended. I did not get this Nobel Prize by chance. So much work, last 12 years I am working on this. And he told me that I got Nobel Prize by chance. But according to his theory, if everything happens by chance, why not his Nobel Prize? He got his Nobel Prize by chance. So actually these theories, only Prabhupada can show, you know, how these theories are very, very silly and very, very foolish. Impersonalism, Shunyavad, everything is actually different degrees of atheism. That's why those who are influenced by, you know, different kinds of atheism, even the impersonalist, if you visit an impersonalist society, you'll see the Swamijis, they are smoking like anything. I had a chance to visit one impersonalist mission, and I saw the Swamiji, he was smoking and he lost his eyesight completely. Doctor told don't smoke, but he could not control. He was smoking every day. So in this way, the so-called impersonalists, they are eating all non-veg, and even in some place they drink wine. They say in cold country, if you don't drink wine, you cannot preach. So in this way, those who are influenced by Shunyavad, impersonalism, slowly, in the name of religion also, they will get slowly doomed, deteriorated. That's why the Buddhists, in the beginning, Buddhist religion was to some extent it was good, because Buddha preached Ahimsa Parama Dharma. One should become non-violent. But now if you visit many Buddhist mission, you will see they are eating meat. In many, even in Agartala I have seen, in Buddhist mott, they are eating chicken. But the mission started from non-violence. Lord Buddha, he preached Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. But it deteriorated, mainly because they don't have personal contact with God. So this personal contact, personalism, we are very, very lucky. We are very, very lucky. Because this personal concept of God, it is covered by God Himself. He wants to cover it. He doesn't like to give it so freely, so easily. It is by Prabhupada's mercy, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that we got it, more or less, we can say easily. We got it easily. But it is not so easy. If we become serious, then we can take full advantage of this. Then we become really lucky, really fortunate. And to become really fortunate, we need to become very, very sincere. There is only one thing. If we are really sincere, then there will be progress. If we cheat ourselves, God is ready. God is ready to cover us. Mangcha gopaya, just cover me. Krishna instructed Lord Shiva, go to the earth planet and cover me. That's why Shankaracharya came to cover Krishna. What is that sloka in Bhagavad Gita? Jagamaya Shamaprita. నాహం ప్రకాశ సర్వశ యోగమాయా సమప్రితః ముఢయం నభిజనాతి లోకమామజమభయం. ఐ కవర్ మైసెల్ఫ్ విత్ మై యోగమాయా ఎనర్జీ సో దట్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్ డిమోనియాక్ పీపుల్ ఆసురి పీపుల్ దే కెనాట్ కమ్ టు మీ. ఐ కవర్ మైసెల్ఫ్. So the atheists, they boast that there is no God. Can you prove there is God? But actually whole credit goes to Krishna. Whole credit goes to Krishna. Krishna is so expert in covering. It is Krishna's curse to the atheistic people, those who are interested to sense enjoyment, those who do not like to obey God. Krishna covers their knowledge. Asurinjanima apanna mudha janmani janmani mam aprapaiva kantaya తత జంతి అధమాంగతిం తానహం దిశతః క్రూరాన్ సంసారేషు నరాధమన్ క్షిపామి అజస్రన్ అజస్ర శుభాన్ అసురేశైవ జోనిషు. దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఎన్వియస్ ఆఫ్ మీ, దోస్ హు ఆర్ డెమోనియా, తానహం దిశతః క్రూరాన్ సంసారేషు నరాధమన్, దోస్ హు ఆర్ నరాధమ్. నరాధమ్ మీన్స్ దే నో, ఈవెన్ దే నో శాస్త్ర. జస్ట్ లైక్ హిరణ్యకశిపు, హి న్యూ శాస్త్ర. రావణ్, హి న్యూ శాస్త్ర. Dhritarashtra, a new shastra. Even though they know shastra, but they are not serious. So this type of people are called naradham, those who know the truth to some extent, but they are not serious. So Krishna says, I throw them into demoniac species life after life. Mama prapaiva kanteo tato janti adhamam gatim. They do not get me. Life after life, they do not get me. And they go glide down, lower to lower, lower to lower, lower to lower, slowly, slowly, slowly they glide down. Just like the rich man, they go to hotel to eat spider. So Krishna will give chance, okay, you eat spider, you get a suitable body to enjoy spider. You get a suitable body to enjoy stool. So in this way, because this is the nature of sense gratification, the more we enjoy, the more we want to enjoy lower thing. The more we enjoy material things, the tendency gets more polluted, and we want to get more lower and lower things. So that's why we glide down slowly, slowly. And this is Krishna's policy. He helps us. This is also his mercy, because if he doesn't cover our knowledge with ignorance, then we'll suffer more. But we want to enjoy this material thing, so Krishna covers our knowledge so that we can enjoy even stool. Because then stool will feel, the soul will feel, the stool is also like nectar. The rotten thing is like nectar. So this is Krishna's mercy. Okay, you want to avoid me, but still I will give you some kind of feeling of nectar in the form of stool, in the form of rotten meat. I'll make you animal so that you cannot understand your suffering. So that is also Krishna's mercy. But we have got this human form of life, a golden opportunity. And more golden opportunities that we have got chance in ISKCON. Mahaprabhu's organization under Srila Prabhupada's efficient direction. So many unlimited pure devotees he has given us ISKCON. So that we can associate, we can become serious. The earlier is better. The more quickly we can become serious. Only one medicine, seriousness. If we become serious, our success is guaranteed. So we should take chance of this golden, super golden opportunity to make our life successful, so that we don't glide down. One side is gliding down, another side is promotion after promotion, promotion after promotion. And ultimately we can also achieve Krishna by his... Only thing is that he wants to see that we are desirous, we are interested in him. So we have got 15 minutes more. I'd like to hear some comments or correction or question if you have. Please forgive my audacity. So many advanced devotees, senior devotees are here. So please consider me as your son, so that, you know, as a father you forgive my audacity. If you have any comment or question. No comment, no question. Matajis? Thank you very much. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की समवत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नेताय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल।